News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
With us is Gabia Gadavaskachu, who is Dublin's, or rather BBC's Dublin editor, to have a look at some of the stories you may not yet have heard. Starting with good news for Kevin Backhurst. Kevin Backhurst is getting an additional 20 grand per annum, is that right?
Yes, so listeners will remember, of course, during the great 2023 scandal of RTE, we had much talk about the salary of the Director General. Of course, when Kevin Backhurst started in RTE, one of his famous red lines, I suppose, was nobody is going to earn more than the Director General, which was 250,000. But now Conall Thomas...
Well, it was 316 when we include his car and his pension and all of the various top-ups. He's, what is he now? He's 339 as we stand.
Officially 250 and then plus other benefits. So now,
well, 62 grand in a pension isn't half bad. It exists. It's real money.
Now, Conall Thomas in the Irish Independent reporting today that even though the Communications Media Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, very critical of media coverage of the protests last week, he was looking for a commission, a man to do a review. He's backtracked seemingly on that now. He had no support, really. The only person in support of that seemed to be Patrick O'Donovan. now, that's gone. So, but he has signed off.
You know that old cliche of don't pick fights with people who buy their ink in barrels? Everybody who buys their ink in barrels. I mean, taking on the entire Irish media sector and doing it while you're the media minister was courageous.
Yes, and I think Patrick O'Donovan, in fairness, he probably is more critical of the media as a media minister than previous ministers that we've seen. But even though he's very critical of the media, he actually has come out and seemingly green-lighted a €20,000 pay rise for the RTE boss. Now, there's reporting in the Indo that apparently they were looking for €50,000, so it's significantly less. But I think the question now is, what happens to this pay, the salary cap for the other RTE employees that are there? Of course, Kevin Backhurst has said no one's going to earn more than the Director General. Does that mean, are they also in line for a pay rise?
And also, if you take the total earnings of the Director General, he's now at 360 and his cap is at 250. It's quite the delta.
Yeah, look, you're doing the maths there, Anton. So
the other question I suspect on this, Gabia, though, is for what is it that justifies the logic of the pay rise? Because if RTE asked for 50 and the government came back and said it's worth 20, the government is deciding that something there merits a relatively significant increase on what is already a chunky package.
Yeah.
Based on what performance measures?
You'll probably, you know, I'd say they will have to justify this, of course, in the next day or so. And I would imagine one of those justifications would probably be, you know, the plans that Kevin Backhurst has put in place for RTE. They'll probably compare his salary to the Director General's of other public service corporations, for example, the BBC, which is, you know, multiples of that. But of course, that is an international organisation. RTE is only, you know, local. It's only in Ireland. So, you know,
you didn't talk like that before you worked for the BBC, Gabia.
Well, look, I'm just pointing out some of the facts that they may use. You know, Kevin Backhurst will say, look, I've put out this plan. You know, in fairness, I did come in. I refreshed the place and it's doing better now. We're trying to improve the state agency. So no doubt we will be hearing for some of those justifications the next couple of days.
Interesting one today. An Irish abuse charity has come out warning about the new Michael Jackson film. This is one that has intrigued me because I've been seeing tons of ads for this and they are the sort of the idolization of Michael Jackson. All the time I'm seeing them thinking, is there not a skeleton in the closet here?
Yeah, so it's a new biopic about Michael Jackson, which is partly funded by the Jackson Estate and it stars his nephew. That's going to be released across major Irish cinema chains later this month. But it's been criticised because it doesn't include allegations of child abuse which were made about the star. And now Deirdre Kenny, who's the CEO of One in Four, was telling the Journal there's a cultural tendency to protect powerful individuals and celebrate individuals, and that comes at the expense of children who were harmed. Now, of course, Michael Jackson, he died of an overdose. He was aged 15 in 2009. He's been accused of child sexual abuse by multiple people. He's not been convicted of any wrongdoing, we should say, but he has reached a financial agreement with one of the accusers. Now, organisations which support survivors of sexual abuse say the new biopic not only risks distressing sex abuse survivors, but sends a message to survivors that their abuse can effectively be erased.
And presumably as well, there is a big financial incentive for those who may control the rights to some of Michael Jackson's merchandising or music to burnish his reputation, to try to re-establish him as an entirely musical force, and do exactly what you're talking about, to sweep the memory of the survivors out of the way.
I think that's the concern of the charity, certainly, and those people who've made allegations. I mean, we've seen documentaries made in recent years about, you know, some of those people coming forward and they're putting their names to their stories, and their stories are quite heart-wrenching. But I think that's the challenge to try for these charities who see this happening and they're unhappy with it. But obviously, you know, the Michael Jackson estate...
Now, final
we'll make
one.
Their own decisions.
Indeed. Final one that I want to ask you about, because I think it goes to the issue that exists at the heart of all polling. A majority of Irish people are concerned about the impact of climate on air, the climate impact of air travel. And as many as 60% say that environmental concerns are important when it comes to decisions about things like flights and expansion of airports.
Yes, so it's Opportunity Green, and they're warning that lifting the Dublin airport cap would increase emissions and weaken climate accountability. So more than half of people in Ireland are worried about the impact of air travel on climate change and pollution, according to this new poll. Now, it was conducted by Ireland Think, the polling company, on behalf of Opportunity Green. It also found that, as you say, 60% of respondents consider environmental concerns important when it comes to decisions about expanding Dublin Airport. And they're saying 78% say it's unfair that flights from Dublin to Berlin are taxed, but flights from Dublin to New York are not. And now, the survey also highlights strong public concern at lifting the passenger cap at Dublin Airport, which, of course, we've heard much talk about. The government is going ahead with lifting that cap, and that would increase greenhouse gas emissions, undermine climate targets, and weaken climate governance, according to Opportunity Green. And they're going to be at the Oireachtas Committee on Transport today.
And of course, at the heart of all of this is the paradox that people say, I'm very concerned about the climate impact of air travel. And then the airlines say, well, tell you what, you can pay a couple of quid to offset the cost of this on the environment. And 96% of them say, nah.
No, thank you. No. 5 extra euro, no thank you. And of course, people, I mean, air travel now is so cheap compared to what it was even a decade ago, or even 15 years ago, that some people probably find it a little bit irresistible if they want a city break at the weekend.
Gabia, thank you very much. That is Gabia Gadavascacha, who is BBC's Dublin correspondent. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.